With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Davion Clowney needs to sit out next season. It's become a smart business decision. It's actually become a common sense business decision at this point, 2 days into free agency. Trey Flowers of the New England Patriots. It's one thing to talk about Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald and J.D. Clowney not being in that same category, but Jadeveon Clowney is twice the player that Trey Flowers, New England Patriots edge rusher, now signed with the Detroit Lions, could ever be. And I don't think any GM in the right frame of mind would disagree with that. Both are going to be 26 when the 2019 season starts. The last 3 years, J.D. Clowney's been a three-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro. Flowers, zero Pro Bowls, zero All-Pros. However, when it comes to money, Jadeveon Clowney is going to be playing under the franchise tag for $15.8 million, which means if J.D. Clowney goes out there week one, breaks his leg, then J.D. Clowney is going to get $15.8 million.
For his life there.
For his life.
As a player.
He's going to get his nice salute, and his market value will not be the same. Trey Flowers, on the other hand, New England decides not to franchise tag him. He gets a five-year deal worth $90 million, $56 million guaranteed, which means regardless of what happens to Trey Flowers, $56 million is going to be in his bank account. I'm not very good at math, but 56 is a little bit more than 15.8. About 40 million more to be exact. That makes no sense from a Jadeveon Clowney standpoint. And if I'm his agent, Buzz Cook, I'm sitting out.
Well, I put it this way, and I just tweeted out the numbers side by side if you want to get a visual of it, but I'll give it to you right here as well.
At Lopez on Sports.
At Lopez on Sports. He got five-year, $90 million, as you mentioned, 56.6 guaranteed, 100 tackles, 25 tackles for loss, 5 forced fumbles, 58 quarterback hits, and 21 sacks. Jadeveon Clowney, 119 tackles, 53, more than double tackles for loss, 4 forced fumbles, 59 quarterback hits, and, oh, by the way, the guy that doesn't get a lot of sacks, 3.5 more sacks over the last 3 years. Than Trey Flowers. So I would put it this way. The odds have gone way up. Don't think for a second that Buzz Cook has not seen this contract, because if you're going to sit there as the general manager or whomever is going to be in charge of the negotiations here with Jadeveon Clowney, you are telling me right now, according to John McClain just earlier in the show, and you can listen to it on Sports Radio 610, the podcast, after our show, he said, the Texans are going to try to hammer out a deal still, despite putting the franchise tag on Clowney.
They have a starting point.
They're still going to, exactly, they're still going to try to hammer out a deal. So here's the deal. This is the deal. If your contention is, oh, we can't pay Aaron Donald money, oh, we can't do that, well, can you pay me Trey Flowers money or slightly more? Because I'm twice the player or much better player than Trey Flowers, and he's got 56.6 guaranteed.
I get both perspectives of this thing. Mm-hmm. From a Clowney perspective,
well, they don't have to.
It makes no sense to go out there and play with this deal. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes no sense. I wouldn't do it. From a Texans perspective, if I'm Brian Gain and I'm Bill O'Brien, then I am not giving Jadeveon Clowney Trey Flowers money. I'm franchise tagging him, and I'm hoping that he goes out there and I get Jadeveon Clowney for $15.8 million, whatever the franchise tag is, and then we'll take it from there. However, this is the one thing that Clowney and Buzz Cook need to take into account when they're doing this. Do the Texans really ever intend to sign me to a long-term deal? It's very simple. Like, do they ever consider?
Tell you what they want.
Are they going to? What will it take for me to get this long-term deal? Is it just as simple as you just want to franchise tag me and me go out there and risk my life every week and risk my livelihood and risk my maximum earning potential just so that you guys can just have me go out there 2 years and basically at a bargain for a cheaper amount than Trey Flowers?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they really think that they'll ever get to the point where they want to invest long term in me? If the Texans don't feel that way, Clowney needs to sit out. That's just understanding it from the player's perspective. I get where the Texans are coming from, but from Clowney's perspective, it doesn't make any sense to go out there.
It really doesn't. Look, from the Texans' perspective, if you want to take management's side here, you can very, very legitimately argue, hey, those are the rules, man. You know, he's part of the NFLPA. Tough luck. That's what they signed off on their last agreement. Absolutely, you can stand on that. But keep in mind, you're dealing with Bus Cook and you're dealing with these agents not just on one player. You're dealing with them year-round, year after year, on multiple players. What is good business and what is smart business can be two different things. Smart business might be saying, you know what, sorry, dude, you're playing for 15.8 or you're not playing at all. Smart business might be, you know what, we can get there. We can get to 56.6 guaranteed, and we're going to do you a solid because you know why? You're going to be dealing with free agents in the future and these agents that are going to be having this predetermined opinion of your bias. So, you know, smart business and good business can be two different things. I think the smart business is just make and play. Good business is hammer out a deal because you're going to be dealing with a lot of guys like this.
Trey Flowers' sack totals the last 3 years. I know a lot of people like to nitpick and nickel and dime J.D. Clowney's sack totals, and he doesn't have double-digit sacks, although he's had 9 the last 2 years, and he's been among the league leaders in tackles for loss and stops the run 10% of the time when runs come his way. He's elite at stopping the run. Trey Flowers' sack totals in 2016, 17, and 18. 7, 6.5, 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
That got him $56 million guaranteed.
And the last two, Clowney's had 9.5, 9.5, and then I think
9,
six.
9, and then something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was a first team All Pro in 2016 or 2017, whichever one it was. This is a no brainer for J.D. Clowney. You got to sit out. Texans, I get where you're coming from, but J.D. Clowney, he's got to take a stance. I don't want him to, but it makes sense. Landry Locker, John Lopez, day two of free agency right here on Sports Radio 610, talking about all the moves the Texans have made as well as the teams around the league. The other thing that sticks out about this Trey Flowers deal, and I think we can kind of connect it to a man that Wade Smith and a lot of Texans fans wanted the Texans to sign.
Mm-hmm.
People fall in love with Patriots players way too much. And I think I know this is a different situation, different type of player, but you look at Trent Brown, also 26 years old, offensive tackle, has had one good season, and it was with the New England Patriots with the best offensive line coach of all time and the best quarterback of all time in Tom Brady. He got a 4-year, $66 million deal from the Raiders. Trey Flowers, we just talked about his numbers. He gets the deal that he just got from the Detroit Lions.
Right.
Nate Solder, the year before, former left tackle who Brown replaced, he got the highest paid offensive tackle salary in the history of the NFL. He goes to New York and is a complete train wreck. He's a dumpster fire. It only took a couple weeks to realize how foolish that was.
Yeah.
Teams fall in love with champions. No matter what, what they've done.
Coaches, too.
They fall in love with these champions.
Look at their coaches. Anybody associated with a winner, that's in high school, college,
Detroit's
and
coach
pro.
Is Matt Patricia.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The general manager is a former player personnel guy as well with the Patriots, I think. Look, it happens in high school, college, and pro. How many college assistant coaches after, you know, an 11-win season get hired somewhere else, even though it was just one 11-win season? It makes sense. In a way, but I think sometimes people fall too in love with that. Now, just as soon as I say that, sometimes the exception is there. I mean, sometimes you're part of a winning program because you're a big part of the winning program. Case in point, look at the Indianapolis Colts. Look at Frank Reich. Frank Reich probably the biggest reason that the Eagles had success, and they hired the right guy after one Super Bowl run.
Look at Frank Reich's quarterback when he had that success with the Philadelphia Eagles, mm-hmm. Nick Foles.
Yeah.
He hasn't been a starter in the league at the beginning of the season in a long time, and he hasn't lasted a whole season, but you have that one Super Bowl run when you weren't even the starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Jacksonville yesterday, they give you a 4-year, $88 million deal. You're making more than Phillip Rivers. You're making more than Russell Wilson. You're making more money than Cam Newton. You're making more money than a lot of quarterbacks, all because of that one Super Bowl. I know winning's the goal, but good Lord, a lot of these people have overreacted to it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Speaking of Jacksonville, in order to clear room for Nick Foles, mm-hmm. there's a snowball effect. Deshaun Gibson, new starting safety for your Houston Texans. He was released. He's going to be your starting safety. He's going to replace Honey Boo Boo as the starting safety, who the Texans agreed on a one-year, $7 million deal with last year. He goes and gets a hefty contract from the Kansas City Chiefs. And I got to tell you, if Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain would have done this, I would have been hammering the hell out of them. I think it would have been absolutely the most ridiculous thing. And let's be honest, Kansas City Chiefs have been one of the dumbest franchises in the league the last two off seasons. I know they had a good year last year, but that was because of what they did 3 years ago in drafting Pat Mahomes. Yeah. They had Tyreek Hill. They had Travis Kelce.
I'm a big Ketchup fan. I've always been.
Last season, me too, Pat Mahomes. But last season, they tried to solidify their defense, failed miserably. They overpaid Anthony Hitchens from the Cowboys, one of the worst contracts of the offseason. They tried to solidify their receiving core. They gave Sammy Watkins $16 million per season, one of the worst contracts in the offseason. He didn't even really contribute to them last year until the playoffs. So as much as we love Kansas City, they've been known to throw out some bad contracts the last two off seasons, and I think the Honey Badger is probably the worst contract that they've thrown out the last two.
Look, he's still, you know, I'm not going to bash his game. I just don't think he's that much better than Tayshaun Gibson at half the price, you know, relatively half the price. And that's where I would have killed him for this because it's just way too much for time. Good for him. Good for him getting the money, but it's way too much from a team perspective.
Bye-bye, Honey Badger. Can't say I'll miss you, especially on my timeline. Welcome to Sean Gibson. Don't know much about you, but I like the price that they got you at.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.